Hump day, hump day, Welcome back to the Hump Day Highlight Show. It's your boy, Los in the building. We got Magic to the right of me. We got Farm at the bottom of the screen. Today we have a fucking, this one right here. This is probably going to be the best produced HHS show that I've done.
Hump day.
This I'm gonna take you guys on a wave of emotions, right? So the first thing that happened, right? Let me just break this down. This weekend.
Describe the wave of emotions, bro. Like, give me something to anticipate.
Well,
we're talking like Snoopy come home.
It probably
won't
be
like Coco, Disney Coco crying.
It probably won't be as bad for y'all, but this shit, I'll tell you, this shit hurt. This shit hurt.
All right,
so let's bring this up first, though. All right, so, man. Let's just get into the motherfucking body bag. So y'all may not know who this nigga is, right? I didn't know who this nigga was. Roman Afshfarflashkashkas, right?
Excuse me?
This nigga right here, he is the owner of Chelsea FC, my favorite soccer club. This man is of Russian descent. You know what that means, right?
Yeah.
This dude had to put the team. First of all, this is what happened. He said that he's stepping down as chairman, or not stepping down as chairman, but he's stepping down and he's giving the power over to the we have like a board, right? So the board is now in control of the club, right? And then we have to now he wants to sell it. He's selling the club. To avoid the sanctions from this whole World War III shit going on, right? Now we got now he said this shit, right? He said this shit, this whole shit came out a day before we had a cup final. So we're playing Liverpool in a the Carabao Cup. The Carabao Cup is one of the domestic cups in England. All the English teams play for, the cup. Right?
Right.
So we're in the final against Liverpool. In the regular season place, the table they call it, Liverpool's 2, we number 3. So this is a tight matchup, right?
Yeah.
So I was already upset because Robin Bluckerbuckish, he want to say shit. Right? So let me just show you the pain from this game, right? Because not for nothing, right? It wasn't like we got embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like that. Think about this, right? The game, football is 90 minutes, right? Soccer is 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Right? So 90 minutes, 0-0. Overtime, the first overtime period, 15 minutes, right? 0-0 after that. Another overtime. So it's 120 minutes at this point. Still 0-0. You play 120 minutes and nobody scored yet. That's the game we're talking about now. So now it goes to penalty kicks, right?
Yeah.
Penalty kicks, it's a penalty shootout. 5 versus 5. Yeah. You pick your 5, I pick my 5. What happens when the freaking team, what happens to the team where you do the 5-on-5 and niggas don't miss? Turns into sudden death.
Wow.
Let me just show you the pain. When I mean the pain that came from this penalty shootout, the fucking agony, the pain, I wanted shit. I was about to enlist myself in the military. I was gonna say, Joey B, sign me up, nigga. I'm going over there and I'm ripping shit off. You know what I mean? Because I'm tight now. Roll the clip. All right, so let me just you could peep the aesthetic. It's just a whole bunch of shit going on, right? So let's just start this. Let's bring it back. I want to hear them actually talking about it. Here we go.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Here we go.
James Milner. Get left foot. Oh, that's goalkeeper. Oh, for being
Lukaku.
Interesting setup. What a counter. Oh, that was crazy.
King Kai.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Mo Salah, that motherfucker.
It's so hard. He can. But has to say.
Bro, these are defenders kicking now. These are the center backs kicking.
Wow.
Oh, that's enough. Yes.
Well done.
Yep. Oh, he's... Well done. Has scored me career.
Oh, that one hurt the most.
One solid kick.
Look at this shit.
Brilliant. Yeah.
The goalies.
Hey,
come on, Kepa.
Oh, he's missed. And it's Liverpool's League Cup once again. And the travelling cup is in ecstasy.
That's how you... That's how...
That's all I need to see. That's all I need to see.
No.
That's all I need to see.
Wow.
Now imagine...
Wow.
You're a Chelsea fan, right? Penalty shootout, 5-5. Okay. Okay. So now we're sudden death, right?
That's what
okay.
As you say it as a coach. You're like, okay, all right, cool.
Sudden death. Okay. I'm sure they're going to miss, right? Not for nothing. I'm going to add a little caveat to it. Our normal goalie played lights out the whole game, obviously, because no one scored. We subbed him out and put Kepa in because Kepa, statistically and analytically, is better at saving penalty kicks. So we swapped him in.
It worked out on that part, boy.
It didn't work out on that part, but who would have thought it would have went to goalie to goalie? Like, there's 11 people on the pitch. So after the first five, you still got six people to go.
Still there, yeah, before the goalies have to go up there.
That's insane, bro.
Wow. Every single person. You talk about a cup. And again, like you said, that's only like, I guess you could say, kind of local, because it's only just one country or whatever it is. It's not anything like that. That's what makes it so crazy to me, that it was a cup final for something like that and it went down for that. Like, it wasn't.
Bro,
like,
right. This ain't the World Cup. This ain't.
Yeah. It wasn't some like, that's what's crazy to me. It really came down to something like that. That's crazy. Wow. Wow. How do you.
Yeah. We lost 11-10.
The goalie going to the locker room. This is not my job.
It's not his job. I mean, you know, shout out to you, Kepa. I fuck with you. I fuck with the whole Chelsea squad. Shout out to Kepa, though. I mean, god damn it. All right, so boom. So now we're talking about Russia, right? Because Robin blah 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 went back to the team.
It was all over the internet too. That shit was hard.
What was hard? That penalty shootout? That's hard to you?
It's almost crazy because I was almost thinking about wearing a soccer jersey tonight too.
That shit hurt my soul, nigga. All right, so FIFA, the world, committee for soccer, is officially kicking Russia out of the World Cup.
Okay.
Not only is FIFA kicking out Russia, but Adidas said they're gonna drop Russia because they made the national uniforms and shit like that, all the warm ups and shit for the national club. Now they ain't making shit for them. So this whole shit with Russia is getting some sanctions, but it's also affecting a lot of their shit. They missed out on the Olympics. Now they can't do FIFA, the World Cup. Yep. Is it really worth it? Yeah, who knows? Like, who knows, Pimpin? Who knows?
Piece of land.
All right, so let's see. So speaking of the Olympics, right? I think this should be an Olympic sport, right? Because I think it would be amazing. And I used to play this game when I was younger. I feel like everybody played this game, right? And this game is very inexpensive. Look at this game. Look at this. Look at this shit. First of all, me and my homies would have cleared the whole shit.
Like, I understand it. I guess there's things out. I guess you can put, if you make, again, if like you said, if you made it an Olympic sport, I guess you could put things there, I guess. But to me, I would just make it completely just, yeah, fuck it. Just make it open.
Let's My man crazy. Just dived with all, with everything in his might to get this motherfucking balloon.
And everybody's played this. Everybody has.
That's what I'm saying. Like, everybody's played this game.
Everybody's played this, so it's like if you made it competitive, yeah, people would watch this. Like this,
I was listen. I was entertained off a clip,
yeah.
Let alone the whole fucking thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm honestly down with that. You know what I'm saying? So I think they should put this in. Somebody implement this. You know what I'm saying?
I think it should happen. That would be something very competitive.
You're right?
Like 2v2s or something. I don't know.
Bro, 2v2s would be wild in balloon ball.
Yo, that would be crazy. And you know how the Japanese people do. They might be the first ones to link onto that. Like, yo, let's just try this out. They have Olympic sports. They have sports for everything. They turn everything into a sport.
Right. Everything. They turn standing into a sport.
They turn everything into a sport. So I will not be surprised if they come up with some Olympic, you know, measurement for the amount of helium in the balloon or something. I don't know.
The like, PSIs in the balloon.
Yeah, like something. I don't know. They'll come up with something. Like, you know how they do, man.
Yeah, you're right. All right. So what about this shit right here?
Way better right now.
What about this shit? And this is sometimes like, you know, I feel like sometimes white people just got to stop this madness. Like, they just too fucking adventurous for me. You know what I'm saying? Just too thrill seeking. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just be black one day. That's all the thrill you need. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, that's crazy.
But look at this shit. Look at this shit. First of all, my man is water skiing and getting his gains in. And not for nothing, he did that shit.
Yeah, nah, he definitely, yeah.
He
nah.
did. He couldn't bust out effort? Five, but he did it. That is not Matt Stafford.
Look like Matt Stafford. Come on, Matt. Look at this
it
shit.
It does look like something Matthew Stafford would do.
Look at this shit. Bang, one. Bang, two. Bang, three.
He said, hey, babe, I want a Super Bowl. Check this out.
Not for nothing, though. Them elbows was out, man. Yo, elbows got a hug inside, man.
Yeah.
You're going to do it right.
See them shoulders.
You're going to do it right. Let them just hug the inside. Now, we moving right along here. Just getting the basics of just the reactions here. Yeah, mostly going along. I feel like, Fawn, if you played in this game, you would have 2,955 receiving yards and 3 rushing touchdowns. Right, if you played in this game, roll the clip. Look at this shit here.
Oh yeah!
First of all, there's this quarterback in the hat. No, look at no look. The
dime, God, dime, no look to the dig route in the back of the end zone. Beautiful.
And then there's a tight end. This tight end run. Yeah, that the corner. That was tough.
That was like a inside shoulder.
Yeah, it was. I've never seen something like kicking field goals. First of all, how do you even have that set up?
How do you have uprights in your backyard?
Look at that. It looks like you're on a field, on a farm. Yeah, that's not, shit. Yeah.
I smell money.
Let me tell you something.
Unless they're like a local park. They could be at a local park. Not be able to hold you.
Bro, yeah, there's a house right there. There ain't no park. They're on a ranch.
That could be.
People are watching.
That looks like a
that
house.
That could be the fucking, you know what I mean, the Ranger station.
Bro, that is a family game, bro.
I just want to see this no look one more time. Yo, that's
Did you see, like, we understand what's going on in this video.
Like, he really was in the L. Like,
did you see the hood version of that?
Yeah. Oh, I seen it all right. Playing full tackle? Yeah, I seen that. And I
want no parts of that. I want no parts of that.
Mm-mm. What about this one? Let me see if y'all will take parts in this though. That's the real question. Clip.
Good segue.
Let me see if y'all take parts in this shit. This shit don't feel comfortable, let alone do I want to do this shit, right? Look at this shit here. These niggas are getting. Oh,
What?
Did you see that shit?
Oh.
Yo, what's Robo? Yo, what the fuck?
Oh, that's fire. That's fire. First, the nigga got no, he got no nuts, number one. Bing. He's mad comfortable like that.
Man, he hit a nigga four times. Bing. Finally spun. Then he's hammer arming his ankles. Look at got this he. Nigga, boy. That nigga got trying he. To turn around. Wait, wait, one more time. Nigga trying to turn around. What are you going to do? You want a fucking balancing beam. Try to turn around.
He like, did I win?
Look, bing. Bing.
I had to turn around to say that. And
I win. Bing. Yeah, bing. On the feet.
Is that ref? Is this legal, ref? Is that legal?
Look at the dude. Look at the dude. He going to spin around.
God, he's stupid.
But he put it, I think he put his leg up. It looked like he put
he did.
His leg up. He put his leg up to spin around.
Yeah.
Yeah, he put his leg up.
If he was smart, exactly, Magic. If he was smart, he would have scooted up and then turned around.
If he was smart, he would have had his hand on the beam still and then did all that.
Yeah, no, that's a fact. He just
like my man over here, the spider monkey.
Swung his leg over, it was over. Yeah, as soon as he swung his leg over, it's a wrap for him. That's
yeah, it was over. He done kicked his ass off. That's his fault. That's
fucking sweet. Dumbass, dude.
Put that on the shirt.
All right, so let me. So would y'all do that? Would y'all do any? Would y'all like do that?
I would completely 100% positively pass on because that's
okay. I would try that. I would try it.
All right, let me ask you a question. Would you try this though? Let me tell you.
I don't like the dramatic build up to it.
Nobody really sane should try to do this. Okay. And what I mean this, I mean.
Roll the clip.
Fight this man here. I don't think anybody in the world should do this, right? Roll again.
Oh, against Baby G?
Bong! I don't think anybody should do that.
Oh, my God.
I don't think anybody should try to fight this man right here.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
First of all, that's not even a normal uppercut, bro.
Nah, that's a wind. That's a wind up to the inside.
That's like some corkscrew type shit. Look at this shit. Wing!
Sparkle, sparkle.
Yo, and he expected a body shot. That's the beautiful part about it.
Nigga, we expected a body and we got one. Bong.
Oh my God, the sweat off the that biscuit.
Yeah. That bitch is look one more time.
Something flew out.
And not for nothing. He's out before he hits the ground.
He's out. He's gone. He's gone.
The motion of his neck, bro. That's crazy.
He got hit with so much power, his neck had like torque.
The word.
The motion, the torque was old, yo.
I'm not fucking with Tank, bro. I'm not fucking with Tank. Nah, the nigga's name is Tank. I ain't fucking with him. No way.
I don't understand how, I don't get it. I don't know how that's not more than a knockout.
Yo, listen, like that man got a family.
You said that man has a family?
That man has a family. Yo, like, you know, sometimes when you, like, you sleep incorrect and you wake up with the stiff neck.
Oh, my God.
Like, imagine how his next morning was. He was probably like,
whoa. A bitch woke up with a swollen lift note or some shit.
I woke up with a mini me on his neck.
Oh, God, no.
That is crazy.
All right, so
you gotta turn like
in the middle of fighting, right?
Yeah.
In the middle of fighting, have y'all ever like fought a nigga and was like trying to show him the ropes while y'all was fighting him? Yeah. No, y'all never did that.
Yeah,
so you fighting a nigga and you showing him the ropes, you like. Duck like this, nigga. Duck like this.
Oh, no. I'm not talking to the nigga, but I mean.
No, I'm talking about. Doing,
like, verbal. Oh, like.
You show this nigga how to fight while you're fighting him.
Oh, wow. I would hope that he learned from.
Roll the clip.
You know what I mean?
Roll the clip. Oh, man. Look at this shit. My man is telling this nigga. He's showing. Look. Nah, nigga, like this. Block like this. No. Block like this. You see it?
That's crazy.
Not for nothing, though.
That's wild.
Like, I can't tell when it's re-looping. I can't tell, like, you know what I'm saying? I know. I see the teaching
points. When he gets snuffed, that's the re-loop. When he gets snuffed in his shit,
he's a blind. All right, you good? Bow! Like,
you know what I'm saying? Bang!
I mean, sport. Yo, listen, sportsmanship. He knows that this nigga's never gonna fight me again, so why not? You know what I'm saying? Like, he's never gonna want to see me again. So why?
And not for nothing. It's also like, I could hurt this nigga if I really wanted to, but I won't. You know what I'm saying? I really don't want to hurt this nigga. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm just gonna keep it very, very light. Because he could have knocked this nigga out, and it could have been a Rizzy for this nigga. Alright, so
anytime you're in that ring, you have a chance of dying, bro.
Like, facts. You saw
what happened. If he dies, that's crazy.
You saw what happened to, yeah, I'm about to say, you saw what happened to Creed.
That's how a lot of these niggas be thinking, bro. I forgot who Stephen A. the two fighters and Stephen A. Smith just interviewed, and they were going off on each other a couple days ago. I think it was. I forgot what big fight is coming up or something. I forgot what the guy's names are. But they was literally going off on each other, cursing soft, like, this is First Take, and they're on the interview. Cursing soft at each other, bro. Like, this is just how they are.
Listen, you seen the shit where niggas get it boxing in the actual episode. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, sheesh. All right, so
you building anticipation for something. What's going on?
I am building anticipation for something.
Sleeve. I got sleeves on. I can't trust you, man.
Listen, man. We all know
that Hornets hoodie.
We all know, shout out Hornets gang, you know what I mean? Buzz City, what up? You know, like, when we all hooping, we all hooped before. We niggas, we know how serious hooping could get, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, that's what I'm gonna leave it right at that. I'm gonna leave it right at that.
Oh God,
the Phoenix.
First of all, the poster, the poster alone is enough. What I mean,
the picture on that one is crazy. The picture on that, if somebody has it, I want to see it.
Not even that shit look wild physical. Like, the dude underneath looked like he flew into the crowd. Damn,
the picture before,
not enough.
The Phoenix
pulls
a
10-hour.
Oh, here we go.
Like, this is
Oh, no. Yeah. Yeah. Look at number 8. He wanted zero smoke.
Silly stuff.
Number 8 wanted zero smoke in white.
No.
One more time.
We got to see it again.
Oh, God, no. No.
Oh, God.
What was Pinkley thinking?
Not that was Adobo. He dumped on Deli. He just dumped on Deli.
Oh,
that was Delavadova. Wow.
Sometimes he just gotta wear it.
Yeah, he got
Delavadova just got dunked on.
Not the smartest thing in the world.
Hold on, we're running back. I'm running back. Number enough. 8 on blue is Delavadova.
That is not enough.
He got pushed the OD.
Force a turnover.
Oh my God. He got Jason Terry.
Look at number 8. That was number 8. Bear hug. He's bear hug and then he's skirting. He's trying to fight. That's Delavadova.
Bro. That was Jason Terry S.
Necessary.
Look at Delavadova.
By Mitch Craig.
Oh my God!
Once held as a Kyrie stopper.
Sometimes you just gotta wear it. Not you get posterized every now and again.
Not the smartest thing in the world.
He gets posterized every now and again.
Every now and again, like, what do you mean?
Yeah, if you read the comments, it said, "Where's Juwan Howard when you need him?"
That's funny.
That was like he said,
wow. Bro.
He didn't know if he wanted to punch him or slap. He just said, fuck it. But he slapped him from close. Like, his hand, he was like, just mushed him. You know what I'm saying? Like,
bro, my man dunked the whole entire basketball on him. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro. The whole basketball.
Bro. If that was Delavadova, he was in the air like this, bro. Like,
oh no.
He did get Jason Terry. He did get Jason Terry. He got Jason Terry. It was bad. It was bad. Whew. All right.
Jason Terry, and that was Mario Chalmers dishing to LeBron. That rest in peace.
Right.
Yo, so, like, his NFL buddy's going to cut his ass.
Bro.
Yo, how you
All right, here we go.
Is Delvadova a champion? He won a chip? No? Yes, no? Was he on that Was he on that squad?
On the 16 team, I think he was.
No, Matt Delvadova has a championship. That's why he left and got paid all that money when he went to the Bucks.
Right.
You're right.
Now look at him.
The Kyrie stopper.
Yeah. That was literally the only reason why he left. But then once he had that little defensive performance in that playoff series, yeah, that was.
Okay. All right, all right, all right, all right. We're moving right along. We're moving and grooving, shaking and moving. This one, man, this one's important because not for nothing. This is a possibility for all of us. You know what I'm saying? With the first pick, run it back for me. Run it back for me. One time now. Hold on now.
Oh, what is this?
With the first pick in the 2022 World War III draft.
Oh, my God.
Military selects Braden McMahon.
He believes in himself, Lewis, and that belief was just paid off big time.
There's no question about it. Look, this is a guy who can win from the pocket, just as Herbie pointed out, and he can spread the ball both horizontally and vertically. And you know what? All the things that he did under Lincoln Riley at Oklahoma State transferred to the NFL.
From second down. And look, that guy, are you serious? Who did
it? Yo, Magic, you should. I wish you did. You should do this. Oh,
look, down in the red area. I saw him down at the Senior Bowl. I saw him throwing darts just like this. Down there in Mobile. And here against Baylor. You see, he sees pressure.
Against Baylor.
Yo, it's crazy because people were putting up memes on Facebook like, yo, it was a meme of it was Young Thug, I think, and somebody else in the studio looking at the screen, and it said this is the government looking at the Call of Duty stats for the draft of World War III.
That's funny.
Bro.
That is fucking
I'm not surprised somebody did that. That's hilarious.
Bro, that man, somebody need to pick him up. That bitch is a demon behind the sticks. That bitch was picking shit off. You saw that bitch?
I'm not going front. He's lucky they don't know about Magic because he'd have been number one like Kyrie. Only played half a season.
Nah, Magic would have been like Blake Griffin. I bet you got drafted and sprained his thumb. I got to sit out for a whole year, coach.
That's a whole fact. That is a whole fact.
I got to sit out for a whole year. And then the next year, he's going to win Rookie of the Year.
Which is fucking crazy. Which is fucking ridiculous.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, I've been a rookie twice. Oh, how many times can I win it? Shit, don't matter now. He says, some people say, you know, what happens if I didn't win Rookie of the Year my first year?
First year, facts.
Well, guess we'll never know.
Never know.
All right. So, one person that should have been going to war. I can't say that. Let me rephrase that. We need the strength of this young lady. All right. Because let me tell you something. Fuck it. I ain't going to explain it. Let me just pull it up. Let me just pull it up, man, because this shit is crazy. Roll the clip, man. There's an 18-year-old girl.
Yo, I saw this. That's not no little fucking girl.
Nah, brother, that isn't.
Nah, that is, but that's fucking ridiculous, bro. Nah, she looked back like, yo, are you ready, nigga? Like, yes.
Yo, but First of all.
Look at the formation.
Her technique is... Her form is horrible. That's how you hurt yourself.
Well, arching the back, yeah, but not with the legs I'm talking about. The legs look good. You don't have to arch your back.
I ain't never seen the legs like hooked under the bench like that.
Yeah, some people do that.
That's a cheat code.
I've seen it before, yeah, for sure.
I've seen the legs like that.
That's a cheat code if you ask me.
Yo, I was in amazement. I didn't even see her push that shit up.
Listen, I'm not going front. Shout out to her for even doing it because 4'10 is crazy. 3'15 is hard enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, shout out to her for doing that at least once.
Bro, at 18, I was benching 185.
No, he wasn't, bro. He was definitely benching more than that. Because when I was 18, I was to be honest with you, before I graduated high school, I was trying to hit 300. The highest I hit was
25. That's you. I'm going to tell you something. In high school, 185. Okay.
He was hitting 225 easy.
Nah, I was not hitting I hit 225 to college. I was not hitting that 225. Really? Yeah. Damn, no, not on the bench.
Big weights for niggas.
Nah. I was never no big weight nigga. Nah. I was on that pull-up bar getting right. And that's why it was so amazing, because when niggas would get hit, they'd be like, wait a minute. Nigga only bench 185. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I give you that. I give you that, because you was definitely, you was a hitter.
So, do I want to get into hitters, or do I want to get into more unnecessary white people shit?
Hitters.
All right, cool. Let's get so
we can do both.
Nah, I already X'd out the other one. Fuck that one.
Oh, it takes two. I make it
three. All right. So y'all missed last week, boy, but this week.
Oh man.
Yeah. Yeah. This week I got something special for y'all boys, man. This one. Niggas, you want to see niggas run that fade? Let's see niggas run that fade.
Oh, we taking this show to other places.
Yeah. We going to see niggas run this fade here. We got Poland versus Sweden. Oh,
excuse me. I just broke.
Y'all taking any bets?
I'm going to go Sweden. I like their colors.
Magic?
I have no idea.
Wait, is this nigga with the hat? He's from Poland, right?
I don't know where he's from, but are you taking Poland or Sweden?
I'm going Sweden, like I said.
I'm going to go Poland. I haven't seen the clip, y'all. I'm just letting you know.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Woo! Here we go. All I know is niggas about to run that thing.
And now when this is the first thing, you know, I think it can become a
Sweden
thing.
Oh, he look like he's been fucked up already.
Yeah.
And what can you
do? 5-0-5.
They have good luck and no injuries. You know, that's important.
Oh, no. I fucked up. Shout out to Caleb City.
Thank you.
Oh, no. I fucked up.
This is new pain. About to be some new pain. Hold on. First of all, baby girl.
So you got to say shit like Caleb City. Oh, no.
I don't want to hear about no damn judges, all right? Let's just get to the let's get straight to the motherfucking body bag.
Yeah, listen, they're probably in fucking.
Y'all ready for this?
Yeah, let's get it.
Shake hands.
Nigga said shake hands.
I just ran inside.
So Poland is in the gray. No, Sweden is in the black.
Oh, this is not fair.
No contact with Adam Apple. No bite.
Poland niggas, man. I wish I knew who was doing this, man.
Bro. These niggas, the rules are no eye gouging and no Adam's apple. That's all he said. And no biting. Three rules. He ain't say shit about getting hit in the back of the head, hitting niggas in the nuts. First of all, I ain't go, all right. All older niggas. They got a 21-year-old?
They have a 21-year-old out there.
Oh, wow. That bitch is going to get white. Look at this nigga. Sweden's about to get wiped. I'm sorry, Farm. Sweden's about to get the brick. Yeah, look at Poland. They are not fucking around.
Yeah, it's not fair. You know what's crazy? I actually saw this. That's why I'm like, damn, I'm tight. Because I see it. I know what happens. them niggas.
Oh!
Bing, 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 bing. Bing, bing.
Look, you about to get submitted early. Hold on. Hold on. We already got one nigga getting feet out. Already. We got one nigga getting feet out. And not even feet out in the corner. Feet out against some tractor trailer tires, nigga. Like, look at these fucking tires.
18 wheeler tires, boy.
getting feet out next to tires.
Getting fucking mangled.
He's done. He's done. Now they're going to jump. Now they're going to jump. They jumping niggas now. Oh my god.
What the hell?
Oh my god. Wipe down. Oh my god.
Yeah, it's crazy. Them niggas beating a nigga ass, bro.
Did you see that kick? Funny. Did you see that kick?
Nah, run it back 10 seconds.
Yo, bro, what the fuck?
Ran over and said.
What the fuck? Look at this nigga. Hold on, look.
Oh.
He runs over.
Feet. Look. Bang!
Oh!
God.
This curb stomp.
God.
This curb stomp.
Getting feet. Yeah, he's done. He's done. Bro, drop out. Wow. GED. What the fuck going on with these niggas, man? Nigga didn't want to see how college looked, man.
Right.
Look, feet. Look, oh, nah, this is not even real. Yo, oh, didn't even let him go back. Didn't even let him. Look, after this nigga gets out,
he told all of them about the horse.
He said, no. Ref came in and saved this nigga's life. He said, wait, nah.
Look. He said, oh.
Bro, they was about to tee all day, bro. They was about to tee all day. It was about the race. Yo, oh, bro. He's
stretched.
Let me tell you something.
Like the guitar.
That motherfucker who was 21.
Tuned up. Tuned.
Just stop, brother. Just stop.
Both of you have some nerve. Both of you.
He's super packed, bro.
Just stop, brother. Just stop. Like, why? Just why? Why? Like, why do we even? And he thought he was it because he started off with a little axle kick to begin with.
Nah.
Nope. Never.
Nah. Sorry, Bucko.
That's what happened.
That bitch got sat down with the quickness.
Bro, sorry, buddy. What the fuck did we just watch?
Bro, what? Niggas is running across doing Superman punches and shit, bro.
I'm gonna cover every single fight on this shit. I don't give a fuck if it was 10 years ago, 30 years ago. I'm covering every single fight. This shit needs to happen.
This shit is weak, bro. It's weak. I love that shit. We definitely should do that. I would love to do that.
All the countries, man. I'm
telling you. You know, we got some, you know, I really want Magic to take over here for this one because this is very important here.
Okay.
NBA, way too early, superlatives.
Ooh.
Okay.
So, let's see what we got. We got, okay, this pen doesn't work. We got we got the Roy, we got the Depot.
The Roy, the Depot, yeah, okay.
MVP.
MVP.
What about the Ja?
MIP.
MIP, yeah.
I want to give you something here too. We debated this a couple times where we think, well, I think MVP and there should be a new one called MOP. You know what I mean? Like the offensive play of the year. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. Offensive play. You think
it's yeah,
okay.
Not the MOP. The OI.
The OI, yeah. Offensive play, yeah. The
OPOI. The OI. So, I mean, I guess you guys want to start. I mean, I don't know if you want to take your time to figure out who you got or if you know off rip.
Well, I mean, well, my, which is my opinion, not saying this is going to happen, and he put himself in this race, in my opinion, again, and if people are saying this, so I'm also already happy about that as well. But John Morant is my MVP so far.
Yeah, I need to buy his jersey.
John Morant is my MVP. I'm putting it down right now.
I won't disagree with you.
He's coming up to be one of my favorite players.
I will
right there with D Rose almost.
I would say right now he would be second in my race.
That's fine.
Who's first, DeMar.
That's fine.
DeMar.
DeMar. Okay, because he's in the race too. Because
DeMar's in the race. Not for nothing. Lonzo hurt. Caruso hurt. Zach got a little bit of hurt. Pat Williams out.
Ain't he averaging 30 or he averaged 30 for the last like 10 games or something like that? Or whatever the hell.
And not for nothing.
Balling.
They're still what? Number one, number two in the East?
I think they're still number one.
Right.
Or is the Heat number one? I don't know.
I think the Bulls are. But I mean, what Ja's doing is nothing less than fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, bro.
Right?
For real.
Like fucking phenomenal. But let's not forget, this team is clearly a better team, and it's a different team. The acquisition of Bane, who's a fucking lights out shooter, and then you got fucking Steven Adams. That's the biggest acquisition to that team. Steven Adams is literally like a brick wall with legs. I just say that.
He can run.
He's a brick wall with legs, and he's the NBA strongest player.
might be Zion, but yeah,
he's not playing.
We
don't even know how strong Zion is. We really don't even know.
Nah, I bet you're strong.
We know he's super muscular.
That nigga's a 3-tech. Yeah, I bet you're strong.
I want to see Zion and Steven Adams in a benching. Yeah, bench competition. Off. Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. That's what I want to see. Let's see. Let's
what's, put the, that... what's the over under on Zion?
Reps?
Yeah.
At what weight?
225.
I'm just making sure. Some people do 135.
nah, niggas be out that bitch pushing 50 times.
I say 15, 20.
225, 15 times, 20 times tops.
Nah, right, I don't think he's yo. That's that. Nah, I don't know. That's pretty fucking strong. I would say maybe 12 times.
All right, what you gonna give? You gonna give Steve 20?
I'm gonna give Steve 16.
That's fair.
Because you gotta think about it. 20 times, bro. Tiny, bro. I know, but think about it. Because extra limbs adds to that. And basketball players are what, 6'5" at least, Lanky, right?
Yeah.
You know, what
at
I'm
least
saying?
At least 6'2", but yeah.
Yeah, but I'm talking about bigs. These are bigs.
Bigs is at least 6'6".
You know what I'm saying? But then again, some of these linemen are just as big, so I can't even use the height and the long limbs against that because they're just as long and just as tall. You know what I mean?
Like,
so
look at the old school defensive ends and even new school defensive D tackles. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. Yeah, I can't blame that. All right, so who you got as your MVP, Fom? Ja?
To be honest, it's a toss up between Ja and DeMar because I'm a Bulls fan and I love Ja. That bitch right. You know what I'm saying? And he's doing some things. He just dropped a 50 piece. Nigga just had the poster 52. Of the year, and he just had a poster of the year, and then he had a buzzer beater that's player of the year. Bitch had two plays of the years in one night. That's some shit. You know what I'm saying? He bodied the nigga he dunked on. And then he caught the pass from Steve Adams. And he
caught the four pass and faded out of bounds. Fell
bro,
and everything.
He caught it in the corner of the court. Like where that little tiny circle is that closes the court. Like he caught it right there and just threw that bitch up.
No, that's not like, that bitch, let's not forget. He caught that shit in midair and chucked
it. That bitch's geometry skills.
He caught it and then threw it.
Geometry skills is fair. He was a math major. He had to be.
All right. So what about your defensive player of the year?
My defensive player of the my Magic. Go ahead, my bad.
That's interesting. I'm trying to think who's really been showing out with that.
Oh, I'm gonna have to go. I don't want to say Joel Embiid. But
why not?
Is Rudy Gobert on that list still? Again?
Of course he is, nigga. He's on there every year.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I might go Giannis.
I was gonna say Giannis too.
Giannis, ooh.
Back to back. Let's do it. Let's do it, GG.
No funny shit. He is the if he wins the chip this year, he will be the second best power forward of all time.
Behind Timmy. Okay. This year, he's gonna surpass.
If he doesn't win this year, he's still top five. That doesn't change. But if he wins this year with the accolades that he stacked, damn near back to back, as well as the All Star appearances, the rings, the defensive MVPs, the Finals MVP, so on and so forth, he could be the second best power forward of all time.
He's gonna be better than Tim Duncan when he's done.
Let's not say nothing yet because Tim, yo, bro. I can, listen, I'm gonna be honest with you. My basketball IQ is not as high as your average person that watches basketball. But I know for a fact that when that bitch Timmy was out there on his captain shit, shit was going his way. Shit was going the way that he wanted.
But he had a team.
Slow and steady. Yeah, he did have a team.
The reason why I'm agreeing with that is because Giannis's jump start is starting to come to fluidity.
That walk up three.
Yeah, bro. This isn't, and again, this is the regular season, so we're gonna see the playoff defense on that later. But right now, he's cashing that shit in, and we're not just talking about the walk up threes. The walk up threes is crazy. We're talking about the shit that Joel Embiid does on the post.
Yeah,
with the
the turnarounds, the turnaround little jumpers.
He's doing that too. Like it's getting a little crazy now. Now it's getting a little crazy with him. Before we had
bigs with handles is getting crazy, bro.
Bro.
Yeah. And I think Giannis is a little more fluidity than Embiid. You know, like in terms of his movement.
I want to say the other way around. I would say the other way around.
No, I'm talking about just general movement, though. I feel like Giannis is a little more like.
It's general. He said it's fluidity because of the way, you know, Giannis plays his athleticism. Because obviously, Joel Embiid has athleticism too, but his moves look a little bit more stiff because of his size.
Right.
Knees, all of that type of stuff.
You know what I mean? It's like catch, turn. You know,
yeah, like he still be catching people. Yeah, right, exactly.
I agree with you. I agree with you guys. But the only one thing I would argue with that is you see Giannis with the ball more, especially when it comes to traveling down the court. So you're gonna have those moments where you see the fluidity in the ball handling skills.
True.
Yeah, what I'm saying. You're gonna see the fluidity in the ball handling skills a lot more because Giannis is the point forward sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
No, but not for nothing.
Joel Embiid, who might get the ball sometimes at the three, he might post a nigga up real quick, or he might you know, I mean, triple threat real fast.
But that's them playing to their strengths, though.
Once he starts triple threading, he moves like Harden, bro. That bitch, let me not say that. He moves like, because he's a center. He moves like a
I don't really see.
He's a center. He moves like a power forward.
He's a great, but I know who he moves like. He's a great, but I know who he reminds me of.
Hakeem Olajuwon.
Well, the footwork reminds you of. And the back to the basket and all that. Footwork and the baby hooks and shit.
The first big man to have a crossover off the block. Joel Embiid is using that. Every single move this man is doing, added obviously with a jump shot. But if you look at the moves, it's almost the same.
But he's also really built way bigger.
You know, it's crazy. Now we're talking about.
That's the scary
he's
thing.
Huge compared to Hakeem.
You know, it's funny. Now that we're actually talking about like old school players.
Little spin moves. Like, it's crazy.
It is crazy. But now I want to actually take this opportunity to segue into I was watching Hakeem Abdul-Jabbar's highlights yesterday.
Cat?
Yeah, I didn't know that he was as crazy as he was because I'm working with some old school cats now.
Hold on.
I'm working with some old school cats now in the office. I'm saying we was listening to the radio that plays in the back. And they were talking about LeBron's greatness and everything like that. And they were talking about that, you know, in a moment, soon he's going to pass everything that he's done. Yeah. And my coworker was like, LeBron's the best. You know what I mean? His durability is proven and such and such and such. But Kareem's hook shot, ain't nobody was stopping that. Yeah, I mean, he's from the South. He's in the South. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, it was like that. It was crazy. So I looked it up. And as I'm looking it up, I'm thinking, what made it besides the numbers that he put up? Now, I mean, you have to be something special to be immortalized in history, especially in sports, because mad niggas played shit. You know what I'm saying?
So, well, the thing is, the unblockable shot.
Yeah, but when I'm actually watching it, I'm like, yo, he could legit like dominate today's game easily.
Yeah.
I know that's not like breaking news or nothing like that, but it's like, yo, he really like moved like a nigga that plays today. That's what I'm more so probably meant to say. He's moving like he was definitely.
Timmy before Timmy. You know what I'm saying? Like he wasn't doing the jump shots, but he was like that fundamental turnaround,
kind of like. Well, running I feel like he moved faster than Timmy though. Like
no,
I
was that's watching what I'm saying. He was definitely way faster than Timmy.
I mean,
he was.
And obviously, basketball back then was way more physical. That bitch was really getting crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was doing a lot of shit that they don't show on television. You know what I'm saying? You have to actually do your research
Cap
to find out.
Or Lual Cinda, though. Let's be clear.
Cat.
Luau Cinda was still getting crazy.
Luau Cinda brought the Bucks to a championship. Yeah, let's not forget that.
Luau Cinda was still getting crazy. Him and Oscar was still getting crazy.
crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He was going so crazy, he had to change his name.
Yeah.
He was I'm wanted for murder. I'm wanted for murder in Milwaukee.
At the end of the day, when you have guys that that are legends and they were doing things and then all of a sudden, okay, the league said, oh, we're gonna do this and to change that up, whatever the case is, just like Will Chamberlain, that situation. There was a lot of shit that they put into the league because of this man.
Shaq.
And Shaq too. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar literally had a shot that just nobody could stop and they couldn't.
Yeah. Him and Dirk.
What are you gonna say? No hook shots? You can't.
Him, Dirk, and KD.
Yeah,
unblockable shots.
Yeah, bro, you can't do nothing about
it. Unless Giannis is playing KD, that's the only time it's blockable. It's the only time. I was like, wait, did KD just get blocked? I was like, what the fuck? I was looking around like, wait, are we in a parallel universe?
Might be, my nigga. Might be.
I was like, wait, did he just block this nigga? Okay, all right. So, let's get up out of here, man. I want to thank my guests. The incomparable guests, Chris Cass, 215 Magic over there. You guys have been a pleasure. Thank you for joining, man.
Thanks for having us.
Of course. Definitely stick around because we're gonna get into that TFC, man. That TFC shit gonna be that shit gonna be right where I want it to be. You feel me? We're gonna get cracking with that. But for all of us over here at the Hump Day Highlight Show, enjoy the hump day. Keep grinding. We love y'all. Peace, love, and chicken.
Hump day.
All right, I'm done. Nice.